Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Let's go from one Bob to the other. Mr. Kessler, start us off.
Yeah, are you guys familiar with Tina and Milo? Do those names ring a bell amongst any? Tina and Milo are
Milo?
I'm thinking Milo because of Milano.
Oh.
Tina and Milo are the mascots for the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
The Olympics sent out a 6-page news release on them.
Jeez, that could use
an edit.
There
are a couple of cartoon characters. They are stoats. I did not know what a stoat was before today. That's a weasel-like animal. They're actually really cute.
Oh.
So Tina is the Olympic Games mascot, Cortina. The games are being played in Cortina and Milano,
mm-hmm.
right? So Tina, named after Cortino, with a joyful, adventurous spirit.
Oh, they're cute.
Milo is the brown one who was born without a leg and is for the Paralympics. So,
oh, okay.
Well, born without a leg but learned to walk using his tail, embodying resilience and creativity.
That's really cool.
And so I went through the whole press release, everybody.
Six pages.
Are they animals?
Yeah, they're little cartoons. So they'll appear in costumes. They're on merch. They'll sell you the stuffed animals.
They did that in Paris, remember?
Yeah, they do it every Olympics.
Things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, these aren't all that weird. But what they do say, that the stoats of Milano Cortino are the first openly Gen Z mascots. Like young people, they have an active and proactive character. An ingenious and inventive attitude, and a vital and resilient spirit. So they're the Gen Z mascots, too.
Why? Okay.
Let's go.
Why? Yeah, go Colin. What does it matter what generation they are? Aren't they anthropomorphic stoats?
Like, what?
That's a 50-cent word.
Yeah.
They are anthropomorphic stoats.
Anthropomorphic,
but they are meant
stoats.
To be Gen Z, and I think that's probably to get Olympics to be more popular among Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Do they call off? Are they going to call off for half the Olympics?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure they'll be in the opening ceremony.
I'm not holding the Gen Z-ness against them. I
shouldn't either. That was a bad dig at Gen Z anyways. It's not true, but maybe a little true. Okay. Thanks. That was a good one, Bob. Kevin. Let's go with you next, bud.
These are always good. Got an email from Heritage Auctions. You know, they'll send out a whole list of recent lots, what they've got going right now, mm-hmm. including a Michael Jordan trading card from 1998. Current bid is $320,000. This card
For the Jordan card.
It's a Michael Jordan 1998 card.
Ooh.
I can give you all the specs on it. I don't really know exactly what all these specs mean.
Yeah.
It's the Ultra Masterpiece Michael Jordan number 85P PSA EX5. The trading card industry is insane these days.
Mm-hmm.
The Michael Jordan card going up for over $300,000. They also have an Abe Lincoln signed photograph.
Oh, boy. That's how much is that going for?
How much would you pay for a signed Abe Lincoln autograph?
I mean, I don't have that much, but let's say I had a bunch of money, I'd go $100,000, $150,000.
Wow. Current bid $32,000.
Oh well, never mind. $40,000 then. I'll just do
kind of low for
that's
Abe
what I
Lincoln.
Was thinking.
Yeah, man. And a photograph too. Is it an authentic old time photograph, or do they have a photo? Oh, he must have signed it, so it's old.
Yeah,
it's real.
Right. Yeah.
Oh man, take that to Brian. Take it to Brian the Cash Man. You're going to get a lot more than that, baby.
And then one more real quick. This one, which is the current bid is much lower than I thought, but it's a ticket to the 1982 NCAA championship when Michael Jordan hit the shot, the game winner for North Carolina. And it's signed by Jordan and head coach Dean Smith, the ticket.
And how much is that going for?
How much would you guess that's going for?
Like $100,000 or something.
Right. Current bid, $6,750.
I'll get in on that. Kevin, put a bid in.
Let's all split it, and then we'll sell it in a few years for like 5 times the amount we paid for.
What would happen if you went home and you told your wife that you spent $7,000 on a signed ticket?
It wouldn't be great.
You'd be on the curb.
Yeah.
All right, Mary, send us off here.
Okay, you guys know what WAG wives are?
WAG wives, no.
WAGs, W-A-G.
Wives.
And girlfriends.
And girlfriends.
Got it, Colin. Oh. Wives and girlfriends of high-profile athletes, usually.
Oh, yeah.
So now this astrologer is getting in on the WAG stuff. Valerie Mesa, she's putting out her 2 cents and saying what type of WAG wives you would be according to your zodiac sign.
Okay.
So, like, I'm a Capricorn, for example. So they say I would be a baseball wife.
Ooh.
Because Capricorns are known for their endurance, and it's a long season. You have to be committed, a lot of discipline. I don't know. That's kind of me. I don't know.
I'm a Leo. What kind of wag wife would I be?
Oh, shoot. I got to look up the Leo. I have Aries. That would be the football wives. That's They thrive on high-pressure environments. And then I looked up, you know, Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift to see what kind of sign they are.
Yeah.
They're not Aries at all. They're
it's
Virgos
almost like this isn't real.
I never believe in the astrology.
Yeah, neither
stuff.
Do I.
I am, what are you again?
I'm a Leo. I say I never believe, but I really actually want to know what wag wife I would
okay,
be. That's what's addictive
really
to these things.
What about a Taurus?
Taurus is golf.
Yeah. Oh, I could see it. Kevin would be a golf wife.
Yeah, there you go.
Golf, what is Pisces?
Golf, slow, repetitive, and mentally demanding.
Just like Kevin.
You excel at consistency, Kevin.
I like that, yeah.
Okay, Leo.
Yeah?
Formula One racing.
Oh, God.
Because they understand performance, visibility, this is you, and what it takes to stay mentally sharp at 200 miles per hour.
Okay. See you in Monaco.
See, you're always
right
multitasking.
There.
That is you.
And Pisces for Bob, right, Pisces?
Oh, Pisces.
Correct.
Oh, gosh, where is Pisces? Oh, soccer?
Soccer.
Nonstop play in high-pressure matches. Soccer is fluid, emotional, and constantly evolving.
Just like Kessler.
That is Kessler with the
always
bobsicles.
Always evolving. Always with the bobsicles. All right, that was good, Mayor.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Kind of. I don't know if I'd go that far. 458 News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.